are not born violent. Violence is learned. And according to Adults and Children Together Against Violence, this learned behavior has often taken root before age 8. Knowing that it is becoming increasingly difficult to prevent a child from being exposed to violence through media and outside the home, the campaign reminds that the earliest and strongest influencers are children and parents, caregivers, and teachers. This has been a public service announcement from the Ad Council.
Disclaimer: the program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen.
This is WDOT Port Washington. You're on the dot.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It's been a week.
It has. But we have a new person joining. Tiffany has been here.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Tiffany has been in the first one.
Yes.
First and second.
She's only been one and then she did stuff for the library.
Yeah.
Why is everyone so quiet?
Oh,
y'all are so dry.
Today's someone's birthday.
Oh yeah, it's Sophie's birthday.
Not officially because it's on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's on Wednesday. But she's turning 16.
Period.
Happy birthday. We have a happy
She can drive
birthday.
Me out of this school.
I can.
She's the first one to get the license. So by my birthday, she can already have my license, her license, and then she can drive me out of the school.
Yeah. So that's my main goal after I turn 16, to get my license.
Oh my god, me too.
Because I want to get out of here.
Me too. Sophie, if I need a ride, I'm hitchhiking with you.
Yeah, hitchhiking.
Yeah, hitchhiking.
Isn't it
hitchhiking remembers me?
Yeah, it's hitchhiking.
Jeffrey Dahmer's first victim. Uh-oh.
Wait, what? No, I've seen it, but
I don't know.
I've not seen hitchhiker. The first one. I haven't seen
Jeffrey Dahmer's first ever victim.
No, it wasn't.
He actually killed. Yeah.
No, it wasn't
a hitchhike.
I don't know.
Pretty sure it was one of his old classmates.
You know who Jeffrey Dahmer is?
Yeah, I do know who Jeffrey Dahmer is. I don't know who the first victim is, but the hitchhiker.
No, it was not. I don't think it was. Was it a hitchhiker?
He actually killed.
Pretty sure it wasn't a hitchhiker.
I'm feeling it's not. That feels icky.
From what I know. Hold up. Why are y'all so quiet?
Yeah, I don't know why. So while they're looking that up, Stephen Hicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the hitchhiker.
Says,
Dahmer committed his first murder. Oh.
Yeah,
no,
he was. No, he was a hitchhiker.
He was a hitchhiker.
He was 19.
It was a hitchhiker going to a concert.
Dahmer.
It was three weeks after his graduation.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's very little. That's kind of sad.
He was the first ever psycho killer.
It was the first killing. Yeah.
No, but he was the youngest ever.
Okay, yeah, I highly doubt that. There has been younger.
I actually heard that.
You
heard that, or is that confirmed?
No, there have been younger. There's a girl.
A mass with, mass killings. Because, he killed more than one person.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, that's what a serial killer is, Ariel. Yeah. That, the definition is stupid. It kills
someone.
Clearly.
It says that his neighbors told detectives and the press that they have noticed an awful smell coming from the apartment, but that Dahmer had explained it away as expired meat.
He just called a human being expired meat?
Yeah, to cover it up.
To have a cover up for the smell.
It's something that turned him.
No,
that's why he killed people, because that trained him.
Oh yeah, So he did it as the reason why he killed people was for sexual release, because he's a psychopath, and that's one of the main reasons why psychopaths kill. You don't really have to, do that, so long as it's not descriptive, it's fine. That's why we read the disclaimer, disclaimer. Anyways, what?
No.
Me mira así como que
hola,
si hice algo malo.
Hola, chicos.
Ay, no más perdida que a ver qué. Hola.
So wait, what serial killer should we talk about? Because this conversation is kind of dry. Because
no, all I know was I was there was another. There was like these two parents that they let her daughter like on a couch, I believe, or something like that. But it was like they let her die on the couch,
and then abuse.
Yeah, but the neighbors would notice. I mean, the neighbors noticed, and they were the one who informed the police. But it had been happening for, like, years, and she could not physically, like, move anymore. She was just
paralyzed?
Yeah, she was just stuck to the couch.
You know what that reminds me of? Dee and the other girl, like, that she pretended that her, like, daughter was paralytic and, like...
Like, Rosie. She would give, like,
her, no,
like,
no, it wasn't.
Drugs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was... Gypsy.
Yeah, Gypsy.
That's like a certain sickness. I'm a mental illness. I don't
remember. Yeah, her mother did have a mental illness. She'd like inject her daughter with drugs and stuff, which made her have...
paralyzed and all
that. Didn't she mostly paralyzed do that for like free stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did that for all, like... Because like, she. I'm pretty sure from what I know that her mom, like Gypsy, got like funding for like a treatment that she never needed. Because, like, her mom would just inject her with so many drugs, which made her so sick, paralyzed, made her lose her hair. Because her mother did it all for the fame and the money.
Yeah.
I need internet.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have any internet.
I do.
I have. I love it. I do. I even spare
internet. Damn. So, I was looking up the youngest serial killer, and I came up with a guy named Jose Reyes.
Oh.
I've heard of that.
Like, I was saying that at his time he was like the youngest killer, like serial killer.
Who?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
But I'm checking to see. I'm checking like right to now. See. Yep. Mm-hmm. No, right now it's this man.
Yeah.
This no, kid. This no, kid.
How old is he?
Oh damn, he's 12.
Oh. Oh my god, wait, that scared me so bad. Right now.
But the age of 12, that scared you?
Oh, like, wait.
Oh my god, wait. That's scary. I cannot. Though.
That's scary.
What type of killer do you think he is?
Genesis.
Sexual.
No.
School like, shooter.
Really? To be itch, I'm not surprised.
I know, right? That explains why he's so young.
What school?
That's what I'm checking right now, but apparently my phone don't want to work.
Wait, what's his name?
Jose Reyes. Look up Jose Reyes, serial killer. Because if you just look up Jose Reyes, you get a baseball player.
Yeah, there's like a lot of baseball players.
What's another one?
Search it out. I have no Wi-Fi, so.
Oh, supposedly, I don't like. There was this girl, and they lived in a small like community, and they all knew each other because they all like went to church and everything because there was a church close by. Mm-hmm. And supposedly the little girl said that she was gonna go play with her friend that lived across the street, and supposedly that they were playing hide and seek. Like the two little girls were playing hide and seek, and supposedly one of them got into a suitcase, and then the mother of the other girl
I know this one.
Supposedly, like...
Yeah, they were playing hide-and-seek, and the girl hid in the suitcase, and then she got shut, like, locked into it. I'm pretty sure she died of, like, suffocation.
Yeah, and then her...
She was never released, so she, like, died. She asphyxiated.
Yeah, and then, the woman, instead of, like, calling the police, she saw that she was in there. So she got, I believe it was, like, a piece of rope or something, and tied the suitcase and threw it in a lake.
So she like shot her daughter in a suitcase, tied it
no,
up.
No, not her up. Daughter. It was the
daughter's friend.
Yeah,
that she shut in a suitcase, tied up, and like, threw in.
And supposedly she even wrote a note with making it seem like
she ran away.
No, like a children handwriting, but it was her handwriting.
Like she committed suicide.
Yeah, no, not committed suicide.
Like she ran away, right?
No, she killed the girl.
No, but you said there was child handwriting. What about the child handwriting?
No, the woman wrote in child handwriting, like made it seem like a child had written it, but she wrote it.
Yeah,
correct.
What?
Like,
what was it?
Like, yeah, that's my
point.
Was
saying, suicide note.
It said. Or is it like, said. Oh my god.
It would make sense if it was like a I'm running away.
Yeah, that's the point.
No,
like,
I'm running
away,
mommy.
Don't look at me.
It said the body. The body is. No, it mentioned the location of the lake, but it didn't mention anything else. It just, in the handwriting, it just mentioned the location of the lake.
No.
And so, and like, the, what did the mom just get? Did the
no? Someone called the police, and after looking at everything, they found her.
But where? Like, she wrote the letter and she put it some random place.
She wrote the letter and then she told the police that that's what she had found, that a kid had
left that letter on her phone.
Someone had written it, but in reality it was her. Because supposedly, then she said that when they were asking her questions, supposedly she said that she found the girl in the suitcase and she didn't know what to do with it, so that's why she went to throw it in the lake.
Oh yeah, because the girl got stuck in the suitcase and she didn't want to be.
Yeah, she didn't want to be. Yeah,
she didn't want to go to jail. So she
tied it up with a.
She covered the evidence by throwing the body into the lake.
That's dumb.
She threw it with. She had rope, and the thing is, the police found the rope that was in her car, and
they found the handprints
and the fingerprints on the crayon or marker, but I believe it was.
I have a list of youngest killers right here with me.
I remember this story that, like, everyone in my, like, my grandparents' hometown used to say that there was this guy who, like,
he
was,
is this, like, Honduras?
Yeah, uh-huh. In San Juan, La Paz. So there was this, like, guy who killed his parents just because, like, he, like, their parents were, like, really strict and didn't let him, like, go out. Mm-hmm. So then, like, he, like, with a hammer, he, like, wank, wank, and then, like, he did that, and, like, everyone could hear everything. So, like, it was so traumatic to my grandparents, because, like, he heard that, and I, like, yeah. I even get the chills when I heard this story.
Like, Sakal, I have a story. No, not, like, I have a, like,
I'm
a...
I'm not gonna ask.
Me and Sophia understand each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, just mentally.
Wait, what did you say?
Go, Kayla. So basically, a 3-year-old girl died by an exorcism. Her mother, grandfather. You can't really die by an exorcism. Because, like, it's just really just, like, kind of, like.
No, you can die of an exorcism.
Well, it's not true. It's only if it's, like, if they use, like, torture.
What's called her mother, her grandfather, and her uncle thought she was possessed because she was crying a lot. She was crying a lot, and her mother thought she was possessed, so she took her to a church and performed an exorcism. And I think she, like, was unconscious, and she died. And now her...
So what, did they, like, torture her during the exorcism?
I think so, I believe so.
Bye, Tiff.
It was in San Jose.
Bye, Tiffany.
Pentecostal. Oh, really? Yeah. Bye, Tiffany.
So I found the youngest serial killer I could find from the United States. When was this? This was in
2019.
Yeah, he killed 5 people.
4. Actually, no, 3.
Five.
Well, it depends on the number.
What?
Nothing.
He killed 5 people, and he's from Goodfield, Illinois. Oh. Damn. Oh, wait. Yeah. Anyway, so I was wrong about Reyes. He just, like, shot 2 people. One of them died. The other one didn't. And then he ended up killing himself. So, you know, that's fun times.
Oh. The 12-year-old?
He killed himself?
Yeah. I mean, what else are you expected to do? You shot up at school.
What, did he have, like, schizophrenia?
I have no idea. I never read into it too much.
Probably Fortnite.
Adios! Adios!
Hey! Oh my god, I forgot.
I'm gonna turn off your mic.
No.
Done. Gone. Disappeared.
There was another one also. I was reading about these... There was, like, this one. It was this, the, like, this girl.
This.
Shut up! So, there was this girl, and she lived with, I believe it was her mother and these two other, her siblings. I believe it was, like, this, her sister, and I believe it was her brother, her youngest. That was, the youngest was a boy. And they lived in this, like, place where it was, like, very, like, lonely type of thing. It was like there weren't really neighbors around it, so basically the girl heard some knocking in the middle of, like, at 3 a.m and they had really had been looking at her, had been like following her around for months already, but, like, she didn't know, right? So they knock on the door and they start saying that that it's their uncle, that she should let them in and this and that. And she said no. And so supposedly she just went back to the bed,
right? This is the baddie one. I know what you're talking about.
She went to the bed. And then supposedly at night again, I believe they knocked again.
But this was told by her sister.
Yeah, and then they knocked again. And I believe she went outside.
No, she opened the door, and then by opening the door, they kidnapped her into the...
So then basically, until this day, they haven't found her.
Oh. So, yeah. What year was this?
This was like in the 70s, 80s.
Oh. Yeah, it was like 19... Oh, I believe it was like 80-something.
They don't know what happened to her, because... Like, it's been so many years, and they didn't have, like, much technology back then.
What really? What's a cold case?
Yeah, it is a cold case. Very old.
I would really go into is the one of Dulce Maria. The little girl.
Oh, my God.
Who's that one?
She was in the one I said about last time that she was, like... That her mom was in the car helping, I believe, her sister, like, do her homework or something like that. And she left the two little kids go to the park. Oh, I did not know that. And She was...
I thought she was taking drugs.
Her mom? No, yeah. Supposedly in the interview, didn't she say she was, like, helping her daughter or sister?
I don't know, because there was three kids in total. I remember that.
Yeah, so basically, the two youngest went to the park, and when she went back to see where they were, the little girl was gone, and the little boy, like, told her that someone, I believe, took her, but then that's it. They,
like, the two children disappeared?
No, just one of them. The girl.
The little girl?
Yeah, Dulce Maria.
Una preguntita. When do we leave for class?
One.
Oh, we still have about 12 minutes.
Yeah, the bell rings at 12:55.
Oh, yeah, we should be fine. We need, like, 14 more minutes, so.
I saw this case on, like, social media. There was, like, this girl... this woman who, like, lost her child because it was, like, in Mexico and, like, right, like, in the, like, near the border from, like, Mexico, I mean, like, the U.S. So, basically, she was, like, she said that, she, like, her baby, because she has two kids, right, at the time. So, her baby, like, lost her toy or something, and then she, like, just, like, left her child, like, they stood, and then, like, she went to pick the toy up or something, I don't know what it was, and then she, like, looks at, like, something, like, she looks back to her other child, and she's, like, screaming and, like, crying.
Is this paranormal?
No. It's, like, a case. So, she, like, starts freaking out because, like, she doesn't know where her child is. And then this woman comes, and she's, like, I saw the, like, two guys, like, kidnapping your child, like, your child, and, like, putting him in a white van. And then, like, so she knew that it had to do something with the border. So, like, she went to the police and everything. So they find their child, right? And she, like, she sees him sleeping in a van.
Oh, I know this one. That one's so sad.
And then happened? She was, like, crying because, like, she thought that he was okay, right? But then they, like,
they find him. So, like... The kid was kidnapped. She turned around to help, like, her baby and, like, the stroller. She turned back around. The kid was gone. And then, like, a bystander, like, a neighbor or something, told the lady that, like, a girl and a guy kidnapped the little boy and put him into a van and they left. Mm-hmm. And she said, and the neighbor informed her that a lot of kids were being kidnapped and taken to the border.
Mm-hmm. Why? Sell.
Okay, so basically.
Yeah, to, like, sell and, like, whatever.
No. For this case, it was because, like, they filled the kid up with, like, cocaine.
Yeah, organs. So when she found her kid in the van, she thought her kid was sleeping. She was knocking on the door and whatever not. Okay. She called the cops and the cops came. They arrested both of the kidnappers. When they opened the van, they tried to
wake up the kid.
Yeah, try to wake up the kid, but then they realized that they'd cut him open, like they take out all his organs? Is that a
no.
Yeah?
No, organ. No. Okay, them. Let's just leave it there. Let's just say his stomach was full of cocaine and they took it out. Extra gruesome details, please. Because first of all, we're not allowed to do that because it goes under.
Yeah, that's why I was asking if I could say that.
It's okay.
Damn.
Oh, that sucks.
There was another one.
Doctora Polo.
There was copyright.
It? There was another.
Copyright.
Oopsie.
Why?
That's a show.
It's a name.
No, it's a show.
No, because she didn't say the actual name of the show.
Oh.
She just said the name of the judge.
Okay.
There was another one where this woman, she had a baby stroller, and she was, like, with her baby, and she was walking down the street, and this woman asked her for directions, and she told her that the woman kept saying, can you come into my car and give me the directions, and then I'll go drop you off at your place. And the woman at first said no, and the woman drove off, and then she came back, she, like, after a couple minutes came back, and the woman said yes, and she was then after the baby, she told her to put the baby in the car seat that she had in the car, and they did. And then after driving for a little bit, the driver told the people to get out of the car and leave the baby there. And supposedly, they still haven't found the kid, but yeah.
So they told the grown-ups to, like, get out of the car and leave the
baby. Yeah, leave the child. And she drove off with the kid. And supposedly there was this other woman who said that the same woman had done the same thing, but she didn't trust it. Like, she didn't trust going in the car, so she didn't, like, she just didn't go and just said no. But they still haven't found the kid.
Oh, well, it's been fun for these past 20-ish minutes.
Yeah, because, like, we surprised Sophie.
But we've got to go,
because we're really running out of time. But Sophie, did you really not expect anything?
No, I genuinely didn't. To be honest,
I thought it was pretty obvious, and I was, like, whispering to Brie.
No, first of all, I don't know what you were whispering about. Second of all, I thought it was rude if I were to, like, intervene and listen to what you were whispering.
No, the thing is, like, what scared me the most is that Miss Lovisi talks a lot, and this time she, like, did not. So I was,
she,
like,
literally walked through.
I don't know what to do. I'm usually the always one to, like, go get, like, the drink food or drinks from the vending machine. So I was like, oh, I'm hungry. Like, let's take this way and let's go this way. And I was like,
that works so well, because y'all literally spent, like, 10 straight up minutes in, like, in the vending machine, and Nadia got free money.
Literally, though.
Oh, yeah. And you want me to tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I was texting them, because I texted Tiff and Brie.
Mm-hmm.
About, like, the plan to help me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you as an excuse that I was texting in the group chat ranting about my grade.
I did. I genuinely believe that. It seemed like something you would do. So I was like, okay.
No, like, so then I sent it, like, when you were like, oh, I still haven't gotten it. And that's when I, like, texted it right away. Something random. And then you're like, oh, I just got it. And you're like, did you just send it? I'm like, no, I sent it, like, 5 minutes ago.
An
excuse so you wouldn't catch it. No.
You could have just said it was from the other group, and I would have been like, oh, okay. Because, like, you know, I don't really mind.
The thing is, like, you would have been like, wait, but why is she texting, like, everyone else and not me? Like, it would have been, like, I would have found it weird. I'm like, don't they have...
You see, I wouldn't have found that weird. You see, it's, like, short people. Don't worry about it.
The kid, like, stares at me, and I go...
I know. The kid with the red hair was like...
And then I go...
What? So, 3 minutes.
But anyways, I didn't find it suspicious. I would have been like, oh, okay, it's fine.
So, yeah, we should stop now because we have to take down the thing.
Yeah. Bye! So,
bye! Bye.